At the urging of Mary Diana and others, the Orange County Community College Board of Trustees approved a petition for a girls' activity program in February 1954. During the 1955-56 academic year, Mary formed and coached the college's first women's basketball team. During her time at SUNY Orange, she also coached or advised the cheerleaders, bowling team, twirling club, tennis team, and field hockey team, as well as several student clubs. Mary was also a campus leader who was heavily involved in the faculty association and community service efforts. She first joined the college faculty as a part-time professor in 1953, before being hired full-time in 1956. She remained at SUNY Orange until retiring in 1982. Away from the college, Mary was an outspoken advocate for equality in women's and girls' sports, and played an important role in the development of women's City League softball and basketball in Middletown. She organized sports officiating clinics for women, and developed women's varsity athletic tournaments in Region 15 of the National Junior College Athletic Association. She was named Middletown Sportsman of the Year in 1973, becoming the first woman to win the award. An outspoken athlete in her own right, Mary was a standout softball player, low handicap golfer, and above average bowler. In 2009, the college named its new on-campus softball field in her honor. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, the Colt Athletic Hall of Fame celebrates the induction of Mary B. Diana as a member of its inaugural class of 2012.